The Texas Education Agency this morning announced the state accountability ratings for all Texas school districts and campuses. So College Station, ISD, and our 15 campuses, their ratings were released this morning. And we are pleased to announce that the school district and all 15 of our campuses met the standard on the state accountability system. This is the second year of this new accountability system. It's a little different than the one before, which ranked schools as exemplary, recognized, acceptable, or unacceptable. The old system rated schools and districts based on the performance of their lowest performing student group in their lowest performing area. The current system, though, is a lot better in the sense that it is a matrix consisting of four indexes, four indices, that measure a number of different components. In fact, this system, the four indexes are: the first one is student achievement. It looks at the overall passing rate of for all students on all the STAR tests that were given this spring. Index two looks at the progress that students in school districts and in schools made from one year to the next. So what progress did students make from 2013 to spring 2014? Index three is closing the performance gaps, where the performance of the lowest performing student groups in a district or a campus is identified and rated. And index four is post-secondary readiness, which is a combination of both performance on the STAR test at a higher standard, graduation rates, the percentage of students graduating under recommended and distinguished plans, and the percentage of students graduating college-ready based on the indicators given by the state.
Obviously, there's a lot of different categories, and then you plug all those different categories into each one of your campuses. From what you've been able to review so far, what stands out for CSISD?
Well, the first thing that stands out is that we met the standards on all of our campuses and our entire district. So we're pleased about that. We do know that we have to improve performance, you know, in a few areas, and each of our schools are looking at their particular areas. I didn't talk about the second component of the system, and that's the campus distinctions that are earned. And we are pleased that our campuses earned a total of 31 distinctions. Distinctions is a second part of the accountability system, and it's interesting because it rates you in comparison to 39 campuses that are most similar to yours. So if you look at A&M Consolidated High School, it looks at campuses that are similar to Consol and both size and the percentage of low socioeconomic students and mobility rates, percentage of students with disabilities. So you rate that campus versus the 40 most similar campuses, and if you're in the top quartile, you earn a distinction. So we had, obviously, a number of our campuses earned these distinctions, and we had 31 of them district-wide.
And how much of the overall performance may be due to this being the second year and everyone having a better idea of what's expected?
I think we have a little bit, obviously a little bit better idea of what's expected with the system, it being the second year. But like most accountability systems, or like our accountability system in the state has been over the past decade or so, it does get changed a little bit each year. And I know the commissioner is going back and looking at the phase-in standards. He will be announcing some changes to those over the next few weeks. So we'll see kind of what evolves as far as the accountability system changes. However, the four index system looking at student achievement, student progress, closing the performance gaps, and post-secondary readiness, do anticipate those will continue to go on as we move through the next several years.
And this is just one of many tools that you all use to gauge students' performance.
This is one that we use, and this accountability system is obviously predicated mostly on performance on state-mandated tests that take place in the spring of the year. In College Station ISD, we use that as a measure of how we do, but it's only one measure, and we look at many more measures as we evaluate how well we're doing as a system, how well our campuses are doing, and how well our students are performing. So we know there are 187 days of instruction, and about 3 days of state-mandated assessment. So we want to look at ways that we can evaluate how we're doing, how well our students are performing, that take into account all 187 days of instruction.
In addition to this, the TEA also released what's called the Community-Based Accountability System, and this is the first time something like this has come out. And if you want to explain what that's about.
I would love to. That's one of the things that we are really excited about in College Station ISD. A number of years ago, we had a community group come together, and we asked them about accountability systems and said, asked them, what do you want us to be? Do you want College Station ISD to be a recognized district and accept an exemplary district? Do you want us to focus on something else? And they were resolute in that they weren't looking for our district to have some sort of a rating. They wanted to make sure that the experiences that their students had in the classroom each period throughout the school year were the very best, and they were learning the most that they could learn in our school system. So we really took that to heart and have really focused on what happens in all 187 days of instruction and not really touting the whole state accountability system. With that being said, we had nothing to really point to as to what we really wanted to focus on. So a couple things have happened over the last couple years. The first is, in 2012, Commissioner Williams named College Station ISD as a Texas High Performance Schools Consortium District. So we were one of the 23 districts named to try to look at alternatives to the current accountability system. What we have come up with as a consortium and what College Station ISD has begun to embark upon is a journey to develop a community-based accountability system, one that reflects the values of College Station ISD rather than just what happens in the state when you take a test in the spring of the school year. So we've taken a number of areas. Some of them still are student performance related. We do have student performance in our system. But we've not solely relied on STAR tests. We've looked at other performance data that we've had, and plus we look at other things and how we perform in fine arts and extracurricular activities and wellness. Are we preventing dropouts? Are our kids ready with the 21st century workforce development skills? So we've looked at, in fact, 14 different areas. TEA, or actually the state of Texas, in the last legislative session passed House Bill 5, which, among other things, lowered the number of end-of-course exams for high school students from 15 to 5 and changed our graduation programs. So another thing it did was mandate that schools and school districts across the state measure community and student engagement in 8 particular areas: wellness, fine arts, gifted and talented, second language acquisition, and a number of others. So we have taken what the state has mandated with House Bill 5 and our desire to develop a more robust community-based accountability system and put those together. And we're excited today to unveil our very first go at a community-based accountability system, and that hit the website this Friday morning. So we're excited about that. We would hope that folks in the community would go to www.csisd.org and look at both our state accountability performance, but also our community-based accountability system, and look at some of the things that we value at College Station ISD. Now, we understand this is not a perfect system, but we're excited about the opportunity to work with our board, our district-wide educational improvement council, and others to make a system that really captures what we would want students in College Station ISD to be able to do.
About the accountability system, the first thing that popped in my head was a devil's advocate position of what's to ensure the strength of the accountability system, that you just don't put something out there that you know that the district can accomplish, that, and balance that with making sure that the standards that are out there are not too hard as well as not too easy.
I think having two systems that are out at the same time does that. If you want to look at the rigor of our academic performance, if you want to look at our test results and our graduation rates and the percentages of kids taking SAT and ACT and all those numbers, they're still right there in the state system. And of course, those were released today. So we have all that there. And then we also have a number of those components in the community-based system as well. So one of the things we want to do is look at, you know, we don't want to come back as exemplary or recognized on everything if we're not really in that area. So we're looking at what truly measures success for students in fine arts, and how does that, we could probably get a good measure of that for a high school kid. There's lots of fine arts activities and competitions at the high school level. How do you measure the success of a fine arts student who, in kindergarten through fourth grade? So we're working on what those metrics can be and what appropriate standards would be in all of those particular areas. So it is daunting. For years, decades really, schools and school districts have had standards and accountability systems handed to them and said, hey, here's the standard, you need to meet this, now go do it. It's a totally different paradigm when the state says, okay, districts, you guys ask yourselves what's important, and you come up with how to measure it, and then you guys also come up with what the standard should be. So that's a pretty daunting process for a district to consider all those aspects of a system. So we've been working through that. Dr. Coulson started us with that process in the 13-14 school year, and as we've transitioned over, we've been working on really identifying what good metrics we can use and how what would make the most sense for us as a system and for our schools.
And again, CSISD having the jump start because of some of the state work that you all have been involved with.
I think that's really helped, having a cohort of other districts who are looking to go beyond just what the state offers, and having detailed discussions on what accountability could look like at the local level. We have a generation of people who work in schools today who have only worked under an accountability and an assessment system like the one that we've seen with STAR, TACS, TOS, et cetera. It takes the older people who have been in our system to remember a system that was predicated on the local community determining what is important. So it's really a lot of work on our part going, okay, what would be important to a local district if you took just the state components out? So what would we want to do? And so that's what we've been working through. It's been great to work with the folks at the Texas High Performance Schools Consortium and see what they're doing. But as we look at some of those other districts like Northwest ISD and Clear Creek and Highland Park, and those, you know, ours looks very different because our kids and our community is much different than those communities. So we're excited to do something that reflects what is important to College Station.
Anything else that I've missed, either from the new accountability system or from year two of the rating system?
I don't know. I've rambled on and on, so I don't know if I can add any more to that. I guess, Bill, I would just say this. We're excited. We believe that and have high expectations for students in College Station ISD, and we're glad that we did well on the state system. We're even more thrilled, though, that we have the opportunity to create something even better with our own community-based model. We know it's not perfect. We think we've got a good start, and we would love for people to go to our website and look at that and provide us some feedback.